Good morning, Every Nation Church Penang. Good morning to our online viewers today. We will continue in our series, okay? What to do when you don't know what to do. Praise God. But I want you to give you a background first. Pastor was asking me 5-6 weeks ago, do you want to participate in preaching in this topic? I said to Pastor, yes. But after 2 weeks of being posted, I'm the only one who still doesn't have any topic in this area. So I was praying, Lord, what would be the topic? What would be the topic? And while sitting at the back, God revealed me this topic in our unwavering faith. Clearly, he put it, okay, in this unwavering faith series, you can connect that this is a continuation of the unwavering series that we had before. Why? Because here, on this very verse that Pastor shared, he said, in Genesis 22, verse 12 says, he said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. The very words, fear God, struck me. The Holy Spirit said to me, that is the topic I want you to preach on this day. So I hurriedly, after that service, I hurriedly approached Pastor. Pastor, I have the topic already after 2 weeks. Fear God. So I want you to see the connection that while you are seeing this, Abraham understands what is fear of God. You will see in this picture that he obeyed God. He trusted God continually, even though the instruction was very impossible. And you will see there also that it is a form of worship. That the reason why they came in that place is to worship God. So this is part four. What to do when you don't know what to do. And the part four is how to fear the Lord. Let's all stand up as we give reverence to the Word of God. It's only one verse. Let's recite Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we commit to you, Lord, today's topic, Lord, the fear of the Lord. Lord, ready our hearts, Lord, our minds, Lord. Open our minds, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord God. We want to learn, Lord, how to fear you, Lord. Because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve our reverence, Lord. You deserve our obedience. You deserve our praises, Lord, our worship. You deserve our faith, Lord God. And we commit to you, Lord, this message today, Lord God. Anoint my lips, Lord. Help me to interpret your words, Lord, to the exactness of the message. And give us a heart, Lord, that is ready to receive your instruction. We commit to you, Lord, this time, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all be seated. Okay. You will see in this first verse that I posted is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And fools despise wisdom in instruction. Rain is not big. Rainbow is not big. God made me see those first steps. And it was amazing. And if you are driving a stick shift, you cannot drive your car properly if you don't start at first gear. True? That car won't go anywhere if that doesn't have any first gear. And if you are this lady, who cooks rice, if you don't know the first step that you need to wash your rice first before you put it on your stove, I'm sorry, you cannot cook rice the Asian way, correct? It's first, a lot of things. First. And God is telling you, did you do the first step? Because God wants you, if you will see here, the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the first step. I'm asking you today, do you want to fear the Lord, or do you want to be a fool who doesn't want any wisdom, any instruction? You know, being a teacher, the hardest thing is to teach children who already says, I know that teacher, do not teach me. You cannot teach that child anything because he will do anything that he wants because he doesn't want to be taught. And you can be a fool if you are not going to hear or listen to God's wisdom and instruction. So what does it mean to fear the Lord? This is a very interesting topic. It can be a very long series as well. But I will just go on the parts because I want to focus on the how to fear the Lord based on Proverbs. Number one is, he believes in God. He believes that God exists. He believes that his instructions are perfect. He believes that his instructions are true. And he obeys God. He obeys the instructions. He obeys God, what he is asked to do. And he worships God. A man or woman who fears the Lord is not someone who is trembling in fear. A man or woman who fears the Lord has the intimacy of the relationship with God. You will see that Abraham is considered a friend of God. You cannot be friends if you are fearful of that person. But you are friends because they are friends. He fears the Lord. In Proverbs 3:33 says, the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. You will see here clearly that if you fear God, the Lord's curse is upon you. If your families doesn't have Jesus Christ as your Lord, as their Lord and Savior, if your son, your daughter doesn't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the Lord's curse is on that house because it is wicked. Therefore, you will tremble in fear. You need to tremble in fear because the Lord's wrath is on that family. It's on that person. But if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. He blesses the house where Christ lives in it. So choose. Do you want to fear the Lord because you love him? Or you're fearing the Lord because you know that the Lord's curse is on that house. I will share to you one of my favorite characters in the Bible. This is King David, by the way. And in Psalms 34, verse 8 and 9, this is my favorite passage in the Bible. One of my favorite passages in the Bible. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him have no lack. Wow. Taste and see It's like you're going through the best nasi kandar here in the whole Penang, and you're going there week after week after week. Because it is the best thing. And the Lord is telling us today, if you fear the Lord, you will taste and see the best things from the Lord. And who are those who needs to fear the Lord? His saints. Those who accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is the one who is required to fear the Lord. And the Bible says, those who fear Him have no lack. David understands this. That's why in 1 Kings chapter 2:2-4 says, he was dying and it will be the beginning of the reign of Solomon. It says, I am about to go away of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man and keep the charge of the Lord your God. Walking in His ways, keeping His statutes, His commandments, His rules, and His testimonies. As it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, wherever you turn. You will see here that David is instructing his son Solomon, the next king. The beginning of knowledge is fearing God. And if you fear God, you understand the concept of fearing God, you will prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. That's a big blessing. God wants to prosper each one of us. God wants to prosper your families, your livestock, your lives, your careers. If you fear the Lord. And you will see in the next chapter in 1 Kings 3:3-4, after one chapter, Solomon loved the Lord. He listened, walking in His statutes of David his father, and he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. So that was the great high place Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings. He worshiped God. He loved God. He followed the advice of David. And you will see on the next succeeding verses, Solomon prospered. Prospered. Everything. He was the richest king in the whole earth. You will see that in 1 Kings. But when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart from heart after other gods, and his heart was not holy. True to the Lord, his God. So Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and did not wholly follow the Lord. Same person who experienced fear of the Lord and same person who turned away. What happens to that guy, to that king? Since that had... this has been your practice and you have not kept my commandment, my statutes I have commanded. I will surely tear down the kingdom from you and give it to your servant. There were start of wars, rumors of wars. There were politics everywhere. And you will see that the kingdom got divided. And the people suffered. Church, I want you to reflect on yourselves right now. Am I fearing the Lord? Do I fear the Lord? Are you experiencing blessings or are you experiencing difficulties in life? So here are the steps. I want you to picture yourselves. If you are dying, you want to tell the next person how to live. And you will see here why the Lord is telling us today through the words of Solomon, hey, don't do the stupid things I did when I got old. That's why I wrote Proverbs for you. I wrote Proverbs for you so that you will not make the same mistakes that I did when I was old, when I am old. And he's reminding us today, do not do these things. What is the five steps on how to fear the Lord? Now, we will do on these five steps. Number one, choose to fear the Lord. That's the very first step. In Proverbs 1:29, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. That's the very first step that you need to do. The beginning of knowledge is choosing to fear the Lord. You are a fool if the Lord is telling you this is God's instruction in your life and you are not listening, then you are a fool. You don't want God's instruction. You don't want God's blessing because you're not reading the Bible. You're not claiming it. The knowledge here that God is telling us is you find the Lord. That goes to our second step. Find the Lord. How do you find the Lord? Can you find the Lord while doing social media? Can you find the Lord drinking tetarik? Cannot. Partying all day. Can you find the Lord partying all day? Studying all day. Can you find the Lord? No. But the Lord is saying, if you seek it like silver, search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That knowledge, the beginning of knowledge, is when you study God's word. We all like, when you want an increase in your salary, you find a new job. You seek it like silver. You go job street, paper, newspaper ads. You do everything just to seek a better silver. Are you doing that with God's word? Are you really studying God's word? And you will see, search it for hidden treasures. You cannot find gold lying on the ground and just, gold. Ruby, I found a ruby while walking. No, you have to dig on it. You have to dig deep at the center of the earth and you will see hidden treasures. That's the same concept as well in the Word of God. If you find time reading God's Word, you will understand more the fear of the Lord. The more you understand the fear of the Lord, you will go on this third part. You will trust in the Lord because you know more of His promises. If you know God's promises, then I will just trust in the Lord. Can you see the progression? If you choose God, you will find God. If you find God, you will trust God. The more you read God's word, the more you will trust in God. You see in Proverbs 3:5-7, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths. We always love reading verse 5 and 6 only, but not the seventh one. But that the whole context of 5 and 6 is in the seventh. When I read 7, so it's not about trusting the Lord, it's about fear of the Lord. So the more you fear the Lord, the more you will trust God. Because God is telling you, do not be wise. People are saying, oh, I'm wise, and yet you don't read the Bible. Then how can you be wise if you don't read God's word? So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not your own mind, not with your own heart. with all your heart, all your heart. Not what you learn in school, not what your parents tell you, not what your friends tell you. With all your heart, trust the Lord and do not be wise in your own eyes. And as you trust in the Lord, you will walk in uprightness. Or in other words, you will walk in obedience because you trust God. Trust God that I will be safe. Trust God that nothing will, no harm, no COVID-19 will come to my family. Therefore, I will walk in uprightness. I will walk in obedience. That is what Abraham did. That is what David did. They walk in obedience. That's why David was called a man after God's own heart. And you will see here, whoever walks in uprightness fears the Lord. But he who is devious in his ways despises him. If you despise the Lord, you will not listen to him. The fear of the Lord is what? Hatred of evil. You hate what is evil. You hate the things that doesn't glorify the Lord. You hate the things that is ugly in the sight of the Lord. So as you trust God, you will walk uprightly. Because that is God's instruction for us. You walk in uprightness. And lastly, the Lord is telling us, always fear the Lord. It's not, okay, I want to fear the Lord today. Then next day, I don't want to fear the Lord. Okay, this moment, 5 minutes, Lord, I will fear you. The next 30 minutes, I will not fear you. Is it conditional? No. The Bible says clearly, let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day, all the day. God is not telling you, okay, when you wake up, you fear me. Before you sleep, you fear me, okay? No, all day. Even when you're sleeping, the Lord is telling you, fear the Lord all day. And you will see in Proverbs 28:14 says, blessed is the one who fears the Lord always. Always. Not sometimes. Not often. Always. Why? Because you will be blessed if you fear the Lord. Whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. If you have a hard heart, I'm telling you this. This is the time that God wants you to have to soften his heart. To soften your heart. I'm telling you this. God's will is not your will be done. It's God's will to be done in my life. And if you love the Lord your God, you will obey the Lord. You will obey the Lord because you want to be blessed. So as I close today, you will see here, summary. 5 steps on how to fear the Lord. Do the very first one. Choose to fear the Lord. If you don't have Jesus Christ first in your life, then you are not fearing the Lord. That is the most important step that you need to do. Choose to fear the Lord. Number 2, find the Lord. Meditate on his words. Seek it like silver. Find it like hidden treasure. Number 3, trust in the Lord. Number 4, you walk in uprightness. And number 5, always fear the Lord. Now, you might forget this five things when you go out. Correct? There's too much sentences there. But if you summarize it, there's just two words. Honor God. Fearing the Lord is honoring God with every aspect of your life. You only have one life. One life. God has given us, we're not cats, which they say nine lives. No, we're not cats. We only have one life. Make it count by honoring God. So let's pray, church. If this is your first time hearing God's beautiful instruction today, and if you want to choose the Lord as your Lord and Savior, that is the beginning of knowledge. Is there anybody here in this place that wants to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? Is there anybody in this place? You can raise your hands. For those who are watching online, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the perfect time to make the most beautiful decision that you will do in your entire life. And that is making Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I will lead you in a prayer of acceptance. For those who are online, just follow this prayer. Make this prayer your own personal prayer. Lord, truly, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Starting today, Lord, I want to make the best decision in my life. I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner. I cannot save myself, but only you. I believe, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe, Lord, you died on the cross, and in 3 days, you rose again. I confess my sin to you, Lord God. Cleanse my heart, Lord, with your precious blood. Come into my heart, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life, starting this day.